This is Wine Friends with Roy Perez. Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today's Thursday, the 8th of February. 8th of February 2018. The Jewish day today is the 23rd Beshvat, 5778. Who do we have here today? First of all, we've got from 96 Centon Drive, a beautiful place called Top Cash. We've got Liel Rimon. How are you, Liel?
Good to be back. Thank you, Roy. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. We've got as well from God knows where he is. Moshe Starogad. How's it, Moshe?
Good morning. All right.
Good. And he's going to speak to the microphone today. Otherwise,
we're going to... To the mic.
And you're not going to cough.
You're not going to cough, no. And we've got Peter Feldman with us. How's it, Peter?
Hi. Nice to be here again, Roy.
I've got a beautiful
young lady
here.
I will take that one.
Nelly Olivier. You must take it like that. Her name is Nelly Olivier. I presented her yesterday as the director and the founder it's actually an amazing name. I'm Not a Mistake Foundation.
That is correct.
And Not a Mistake Foundation. It's a foundation that deals with basically broken heart people. Am I right?
Broken and hurt people, Roy, all across the board. And
yeah,
we are not scared to take on issues, and we would like to tell the people out here in South Africa that the problem is real. We need to take ownership of our children and of all the broken and the hurt in South Africa, and we need to start taking action and getting the mental health back into South Africa.
Well, we've got the Zuma, the first one to start with the mental health, and yeah, and all the rest are easy. After Zuma, it's all easy. So, what I want to say is, we're going to have a lot to do in the next hour, but something that I think will play nicely with it. With the subject we're playing today, it's Billy Joel, The Stranger. I don't know if you remember this song. It's from the 70s, I think 77. They talk about people that when you see someone, you only see the mask. You don't really see who they are.
You never do, Roy. You never do. Everyone has a facade.
100%. And just after a while.
And that's what we present to the outside world, because we keep it inside.
Exactly. So,
and that is why there's so many
basically
broken people.
Yeah, when right. You meet someone, you don't meet him. You meet his representative.
For the day. Basically. Or the hour. Yeah. I had very, 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 very plenty personas that I used to present daily.
Let's listen to the song. And after that, we've got a wonderful hour with Nelly Olivier.
This is Wine Friends with Roy Perez.
So I hope you listen to the song. And
Roy, he writes lyrics that touch the heart.
I must say.
He's one of the few songwriters that he paints images with his words. And I mean, some of those songs will be classics for as long as time as their time. And he's an amazing guy. I met him when he came to South Africa many years ago. And he's so down to earth, you wouldn't believe it, Roy.
You know what? I'm sure he's an amazing guy. He sings beautiful songs. With whistling in the song takes your heart out, I believe. And when he talks about the stranger in your life, it's amazing. It's actually when you, like I said, when you meet a new person. I mean, you meet a new person.
It's just
looks
a stranger
so nice,
that
whatever.
You don't know.
Yeah.
It's so a friend you don't know.
So then you marry her and you see the real her.
32 years later.
Uh-huh. No, immediately.
You know what's amazing in women? And I'm just going to say that because it's always sitting on my heart. And guys, you know, if you're a woman or a man, doesn't matter. Just
so you're saying women are amazing.
Hold on a second. When I finish, you can decide what I say.
You just said
it. what I'm saying, what's amazing about women is that, you know, you will never win a fight with a woman.
No.
She will always have the last word.
Yes.
And if you say a word afterwards, it will be at the beginning of another argument.
That's correct.
That's number one. Number two, a woman, you know, when you put like a border, so you make a fence and say, you know what, my dear, listen, I don't mind all the things you do to me, it's fine. But if you cross that particular line, that's it. We're over. But what they do very cleverly, they never cross the line. They just push the line. So they push it. They take this fence, you know, whatever you put, and they put it a meter away, another meter away. Eventually, after 30 years of marriage, so where the where's the bloody line? And you look at the line, you can't see it even with the binoculars.
Woman is like Zuma.
No.
There you go.
Yeah. You're also pushing the line. You can't see it anymore. It's not going anywhere.
I promise you. So anyway, we've got Nili here with us. And, you know, I met her not long ago, but I must say she really, really impressed me with the dedication she has, which I try to convince her to actually do less, believe it or not. This lady taking her own money and trying to promote
awareness.
So talk to me. How did the idea of putting that founding that that foundation I'm not a mistake. First of all, the name is amazing. I'm not a mistake.
I'll tell you about that.
There's a lot of people that were born and think they're mistakes.
Yes.
So
yes.
I believe it came from there. But carry on.
Let me start with at the age of 42. I found out, which I've expected since I was about 12 years old, that I was adopted. And then being faced with the reality after asking my mother the question straight.
Your mother, your biological mother?
My mother, because that's the only one I knew. So I call her my mother because she is my mother. She raised me. So I then asked her point blank if I was adopted, and she admitted to me, yes, that both myself and my brother were adopted. I was adopted from different parents, and so was he. It took my breath away. I wanted to just go into a hole because I felt my whole life was a lie. After that, and finding out the circumstances with the adoption, and I don't want to go into too much, but it was very, very heartbreaking for me. I learned a lot of things. I tried to contact my biological mother, who then didn't want to have anything to do with me again, and kept on rejecting me. So I did feel like I was a mistake. I didn't belong. I looked at the family. The family lied to me. Everybody lied to both of us, me and my brother. And I started going into depression without even knowing and realizing it. On top of this as well, I attended a couple of years ago, and sometimes I don't understand, but people, either you are forced in circumstances, and sometimes you choose to be in circumstances. So it's a combination of both that happened in my life. Some things happened that was so bad, that hurt me so bad, and then others were choices that I made, which ended me up in situations where it was very, very scary.
I want to ask you something. From that feeling, what sort of percentage of the population you think feel like the unwanted, or they were a mistake?
I am honest with you. I think, to be relatively sure, over 80%
of people which are adopted.
People that are, yes, especially adopted, but in general, I deal with so many people that is not been adopted but has been abused, or has gone into depression, or is being bullied at work in corporate environments, or by anybody or their family, that just feel that they do not adhere to the society's standards.
Would you say society doesn't know how to deal with it? They don't know how to cope with it? Do you think we need to educate the public more?
We need educators, and that is one of the reasons why I started this foundation, because I wanted to employ and train up so many counselors, because we do not get to the population. And finances for these people, they don't even have jobs. How can we help them if you can't get a mobile clinic to them and stop them from going back into the same situation that they were the night before? We have to be stopped enabling, but we need to start training and educating our children to have boundaries, to know what is right and wrong. And if they feel threatened, they need to speak now, not 40 years after the fact, because then you have made so many mistakes.
It's the same as every abuser. It's actually an amazing situation. I mean, we're learning lately that women are complaining about being raped 15, 20 years later.
Yes.
And many men, I'm included. I must say I'm included. Not. I'm not coming from a bad place.
No, I understand.
But I'm included that I don't understand why a person, maybe because I grew up like a normal,
Normal?
Normal-ish.
Okay. Not so crazy. Anyway, so I don't understand why a person will accept or will hold abuse for 20 years and then only come in.
It's shame. Society does not want, they think that you're weak when you speak up. And I think that our children needs to be taught from tiny that if we can bring it into the schools, that we have a class with people treating and training people to tell them to stop feeling that you do not belong. You might be tall, you might be this, you might not be rich, you might be this, but you have still got a place in this world and there is a reason for you. You are not a mistake.
I understand that. We're going to come back just now. We've got our advertiser that we have to go to, and there was Mr. Benjamin that says, "Dear Mr. Roy, lovely time, but my Shazam doesn't lovely tune, but my Shazam doesn't recognize it. Love your show. You just go to The Stranger. I think it's 1976, 1977 from Billy Joel. That's the one." And we're going to go to the advertisers, and then later we're going to have a nice we're going to have a nice song, and we'll come back to Nelly. So after that,
this is Ryan Friends with Roy Paris.
So what do you think about this song, guys? That was Yusuf Islam, or I like to call him Cat Stevens.
Yusuf Cat Stevens is the way he presents himself. Yeah.
So what was Cat? Catherine? What is Cat for? We don't know.
Name. Yeah, he was
that Greek thing, you know. He's Greek, you know. So maybe it was.
He's Greek.
Konstantinos.
Yeah. Oh, you go, Konstantinos.
Katarikis.
Katarikis. Kajidakis. Kajidakis. Yeah, all right. So, Peter, what do you have for us? Pick and Pay.
Yes, Pick and Pay. Hyper Norwood has the following deal: collect free quality cookware. For every 100 rand you spend on Pick and Pay Hyper, you'll receive a stamp. If you spend 200 rand, you'll receive two stamps, and so on. Collect stamps and stick them on your collector's card. Take your collector's card to Pick and Pay Hyper to redeem your Royal VKB cookware item. Keep collecting stamps to complete your range. 40 stamps equals 20 centimeter frying pan. 40 stamps is 16 centimeter saucepan. 60 stamps is 24 centimeter frying pan. And 70 stamps is 24 centimeter stir fry pan. 80 stamps is a 20 centimeter casserole pot with a lid. That's Pick and Pay, Hyper Norwood. Then we have another one from Pick and Pay. Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood has the following 100 Rand deals valid until the 18th of February 2018.
All right.
Buy three Bacoma Wheat Bix 900 grams for 100 Rand. Pick and Pay potatoes 4 gram. Onion carry pocket 3 gram. Butternut carry bag 3 gram. And tomatoes bulk pack 2 gram. And buy all four for 100 rand. Buy five Super Mama value drawstring refuse bags, 20s is 100 rand. Buy five 750 milliliter Sunlight dishwashing liquid, 100 rand. Buy any six Handy Andy 750 milliliter cream assorted, 100 rand. That's Pick and Pay, Hyper Norwood.
Thank you so much, Peter. Okay, so I just want to know, why did you start I'm Not a Mistake Foundation? Just give me the outlines, because I put things in perspective. First of all, before that, what is the website of I'm Not a Mistake?
The website is HTTPS.
www.
Yeah.
Dot.
I am not a mistake.
One word.
Co.za.
I'm not a mistake.
Yes, I'm not a mistake.
So basically, I'm not a mistake. Just go into the website so we can see. Do you have a picture? Do you have a picture on the?
Oh, yeah, yes, yeah. I've got it. My whole life story. Well, not the entire, because I mean, if I have to write every single incident,
there's not enough space on the
there
internet.
There won't be enough space on the whole internet.
Nelly, do you think there's a book there in you?
Yes, there
have
is.
You written a book? Are you planning to write a book?
I'm in the process. Yes,
because your book can explain to people and tell people and advise people and guide people and help people.
Yes,
we will do our utmost best to enlighten what you do and put you in the right perspective so people can understand and help you in this, I think, is secret and amazing
work.
Work that you're doing. Our WhatsApp lines are 061-895-1019. Our new studio numbers are 010-140-3020. 34519, it'll cost you $1.50. You can SMS us. And Nelly, Answer me.
Okay.
So, why? Why did you start?
I just looked at everybody because I went through like a sabbatical period where I took some time out to understand, because I knew at that point in time after trying to take my own life that I need to make a decision whether, because I cannot carry on this destructive path all my life. And like I said to you, rightfully so, I mean, I spoke out very early, but people didn't want to recognize it because it was like a stigma thing, you know, so it, the family was involved. So let's not talk about it. So let's hide the fact. But then I also looked at, I started looking at the stats and the suicide rates that's climbing. The crime is skyrocketing. Poverty is rising. Corruption. So people have got no hope. The hope is leaving everybody, because I was at one point in time hopeless. So I want to start helping people.
Giving hope to people.
Giving hope, revive them, and start teaching children to take responsibility. Start taking the already broken and the bruised and hopeless adults and give them hope and purpose, and not be enabling them by just always, you know, giving them food or anything, giving them their self-respect back. Because I think that is one thing that you lose in this whole process is your self-respect. And I want them to be in control of themselves and not have somebody else decide for you what the outcome of your life is going to be like. I want people to be very young, 3 or 4 or 5, to say, whoa, what you're doing to me, I don't agree, I don't like it, I don't want it.
What?
But we need educators for that.
And how does it work with the police? Let's say a 7-year-old can call the police and say, I'm abused, I've got a problem. Can he do that?
He can do that. And I know of some instances where people are, they don't listen because they like calling it that it's a syndrome. The person is a syndrome. They use it.
Yeah.
It can happen that, you know, somebody can either be honest about it or they can use it as a weapon against a person. So you always have to take the merits. But our system currently in South Africa is really so broken down that you cannot reach all of the people and everyone. And understand one thing, depression, abuse, it doesn't ask for what you are, who you are, where you live, what you work you do. You could be a CEO, you could be a cleaner. It doesn't ask for anything. It comes, it attacks you. Depression also doesn't. Some people don't even understand that they are actually depressed.
What are you trying to say, I think, is you can be abused whether you are a CEO of a company.
Yep.
Or you can be, a CEO of a company can be abuser, same as a person doesn't have two bob to rub together.
That is correct.
So you can have a homeless person that's abusers, and you can have a person which's got all the means in the world and can be abusive. So that's the abuse got nothing to do with it. But you know, if I read enough psychology books, they say that abuser come from abuse.
Yes.
And you've been abused before.
And I went into abusing other people and abusing my status in work and even in my social life. I became an abuser. Yes, I abused my own child, which I'm not very proud of, but I did it. I also ended up abusing other people and my influence that I had. And it was just, but it leaves you so empty and it leaves you so with absolutely nothing. You have to understand when you get to the point where you physically genuinely want to die, you just go onto another level where you cannot explain to somebody that it is, you, that's past hopeless. Because it's what is from there, and to come back from that and to grasp everything, it took me a long time. And for me now, it is, I just want to help people because I want them to stand up and say, I am broken, but you know what? I'm going to fight. But I want us to start teaching every single one from, and I always say, if you want to find out about life, speak to a 4-year-old or an 84-year-old. You will find out what life is about and what is the meaning of life.
It is a nice thought. You want to say something, Moshe?
No, what I was saying, that you mentioned over here that maybe a CEO is also an abuser. And this, I think, this because, you know, let's say CEO got into a job and he doesn't understand, suddenly he got power, you know. Therefore, even in a big company, you know, let's say in a hotel, to be a hotel manager, before you become a hotel manager, you should be a bellboy. Then you know, when you become the hotel manager, you know the feeling of a bellboy, you won't abuse him.
Yes.
I think it comes from a different time.
But
I
it think, also comes from suddenly you got power, created power, and you said you can do whatever you want.
Freud, anyway, he says that basically the essence of our living starts at the age of zero, when as we're born, till the age of five, maximum, it draws up to the age of seven. But between one, the age of zero, and five, you actually get all your who you are. You are born with sort of...
You develop your character and everything.
Yes, but things that happen between the age of zero and five that will determine what kind of person you're going to be. If you've been abused between the age of five and seven, you're going to find out about it later in life. You're going to be a different person. Abuse affects everyone. Abuse is not a joke. Abuse doesn't affect only the people that have been abused. Abuse affects the people... Even in the street, it's got nothing to do with abuse. Good people, because they're dealing day to day, day in, day out with abused person. Like if you got an employee that was abused, you don't know about it, but it can be something wrong with his brains that works in a different way. And I do believe that abuse is one of the worst things, and we have to tackle it one day at a time. But we have to tackle it.
Yes.
And what a better place than here to start with tackling abuse. So, guys. Join us 061-895-1019. We're here listening to your comments.
Nelly, when did you see the light? When did it suddenly change? Was it a epiphany moment when you suddenly realized what was happening?
Yes, it was.
Tell us about it.
Obviously, let me tell you, it was on the 21st of January 2015. I was just, after being dealing with the thought of not being who I thought I was, going through whatever has happened in my life and everything, but the majority was obviously because it was a lie. I was sitting at my bed and I was okay. This is it. I can't do this anymore. I can't fight. I was empty. I had nothing left because I was driven by hate and anger because I was molested as a 5-year-old by family members. So I didn't only come out 40 years later. I immediately went to my mother and my father and told them about it. But because it was a no-no and because they believed that I lied, they didn't believe me. So it happened to me again and again. So for me, it was just I sat at the bed and I said, apart from that they didn't protect me then, they didn't protect me by telling me that the truth about me. So everything, I was just empty. I was hopeless. I just felt I'm a mistake. I want out. I'm not worth it. Because you look back and your whole life was an empty lie and you were also. And sometimes you make the decisions, but some of the things that happened to me, I did not ask for. So then when I woke up the next day, because I took the sleeping pills, it was 160. At 7 o'clock the night, they only found me, my housekeeper found me at 8 o'clock the next morning. And the union, I was raced to the union hospital where I was like, there was no pulse, so I was not going to make it. And I did. I woke up a couple of days afterwards, not saying anything to anybody, not letting anybody know, get in my car, drive on the N1 highway at 4 o'clock in the morning to my very powerful job because I'm not allowed to say anything because this is a corporate environment. If they find out, I mean, I couldn't even
Let me stop you there because we have to go to our sponsors. Okay. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Okay. This is Ryan Friends with Roy Paris.
Believe it or not, that's a young lady by the name of Vasquez. Let it be. It is amazing. Hi. to have a lady, a girl, such a young girl, singing such a beautiful song.
Very.
What I want to tell you is that we had a discussion here when we were playing the song, and you almost start crying. I just want to say, you know, the we've got a couple of SMSs. One of them says... Hi there, guys. I feel you can always tell a person's character by the music they listen to. It says more than you think. Jason. You know what, Jason? Maybe.
You're right, but again, you listen to different music in different
in your different
of
moods.
Your life.
Yeah, that's exactly what's your mood. Like today, I chose the music especially.
Schizophrenic.
Yeah, but what I choose today, like every time that we sit, I always choose the music to the subject that we talk about. Obviously, my happy music is just balance it all up. And for me, yeah, ukulele is one of the most happiest.
When I think of ukulele, I think of Hawaii. And the
It's like the happiest place.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Yeah.
We were having a discussion and you wanted to ask Nelly
But you know, many people are reluctant to donate money to those organizations. And I must say, many times, myself, I'm very reluctant to donate because I'm scared that my money goes to
Yes. Roy, to come back to that, is one of the things before I started this, I decided I'm going to do a PTY Limited. Because one of the reasons were I've got 11 divisions, which is security, I've got an HR division, I've got the call centers, I've got the inspirational speaking side. So, and also then I've got the housing projects, I've got safe houses for people. It's also, you can see it on Twitter, on my Facebook website, you can see it on my website again, www.iamnotamistake.
Let me tell you something, let me tell the audience something. I know you well. You don't have to say that you're honest. I know you're honest.
But
I know.
Yeah, but
and
tell me, Nelly, before that,
yeah,
I want to ask one more question. We don't have a lot of time.
No, we don't.
The world have woken up lately.
Yes.
And you get movement like Me Too and Time's Up and stuff like this that trying to make awareness all over, and it's actually catching because the amount of famous people that are going out and saying that they were abused and what. What do you think is the effect on South Africa, on the 55 million people that live in South Africa, not only the 3, 4, 5 million white people that living in our country, and they have internet, they have DSTV, they can get the Me Too and this one.
But South Africa, what about the rest? We need to actually start a movement, and this is why I started the foundation, so I can work with a lot of people. We can start doing and have platforms and start putting it in
how
South Africa.
How you get to the population that
you get to population where you can be on their doorsteps. I give talks everywhere across the country. Wherever they need me, they will phone me and say to me at this school or at this place or whatever.
Do you want to give your telephone number?
Yes, I do. The telephone number is 083-575-2739. It's also a 24-hour call center for depression, suicide, or any of abuse situations. We've got people on standby 24/7, and people will be attended to and are attended to straight away. So, but in South Africa, we need to make this a joint venture, because I don't think that we have got one person, and because in South Africa we're not so overly about, you know, singers or whatever the case might be, I think we're just in a different way, and because a lot of people with problems are very remotely, as you very well say, everybody does not have time on data and things like that, not even to watch YouTube videos. So we need to come up with a system where we can get to those people, and that is by mobile clinics and mobile situations and training up speakers and people to go out and tell the world. Sorry.
Thank you. Now we're going to be pushed out, so I have to just read a couple of whatever I can read. So Potentia says, don't look at the bottle but what's inside. And then we've got Mike Lubo that says, congrats of being open. Part of dealing with abuse is to redefine what abuse is. Abuse is not only physical, the mental emotion abuse is much worse. I recently worked with someone who was abused from age of 1 to 15, then suffered panic attacks for 23 years after, every time she saw the abuser. The emptiness and self-worth issues have controlled her life. She married a mental emotion abuser because she thought he would keep her safe from everyone else. Mike Lobo. Now, Mike, that we discussed, that I don't know if we discussed on air, because before, yeah, the circle of life of an abuser,
yeah,
an abused become an abuser,
yeah,
that's number one. Number two, an abused person will always look for abused. I don't know why. Like if we've been like abused when you're young, you're going to look for another abuser.
But if you're not taught.
I want to wrap it up. So please say your say, and we will come back here in a couple of weeks. In 4 or 5 weeks, we'll see the lady again. I want to know. So www.imnot.imnotamistake.
That is great.
Please speak to Neely. You don't have to donate anything, but if you want, it is really, really for a very great cause. And I'm telling you, the lady is really giving her own money for everything she does. We're going to come back in a couple of minutes. We have to play that last two commercials, and we'll come back to you now.